So basically just can you tell us where you are and what's going on there?
I'm at home in Arcadia, Florida, trying to weather the storm.
And so what is it looking like there? I mean, is it what is the weather like, and are there what are the signs of activities, like signs, roads closed, or just kind of give
Now,
us an idea what it's like.
as far as in Arcadia, we don't have any roads closed. This storm is actually not as bad as we predicted to be. It's a
Okay.
lot of wind, a lot of heavy wind. Couple of trees snapping just in the general neighborhood. For as resources are concerned, for as water and daily essentials that you need for the grocery stores are actually doing good by
Okay.
holding everything down. Gas, we still have gas. But everybody's hunkering down because they're looking for the worst, because the eye hasn't passed it yet.
So, Glenn, is it raining there now?
It actually stopped about 30 minutes ago, and looking at the forecast, they said we got like a 2 hour break in window.
Okay. And that hour ago, so it's 11, about 11:30, so it would have been about 10:30 that the rain stopped. 10:30 a.m. this morning. Okay. So it's just it right now it just looks like just a normal rainy day in Florida, in Arcadia, Florida, where you are, in Central Florida. Just looked like a normal rainy day.
With a lot of high wind, a lot of high wind.
Okay. And you were talking about the last time that this happened. That scene was more chaotic, where people lined up at the grocery stores. Tell us about that last time.
And last time, grocery stores, the shelves was bare.
Okay.
Nothing, grocery stores, we had power outages, we had no gas. I
Okay.
lost three vehicles in the last storm, and the roof caved in because the oak tree fell on the roof.
Okay, I'm sorry. You said you lost what the last time?
Three vehicles.
Oh, three vehicles. Oh, okay. What happened?
When I had them parked in the backyard between my three sheds and the house, thinking that because the direction that the hurricane spins, that I was going to be good. Well, I was good on the wind aspect, but I wasn't good on the flooding aspect.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay. And so this time you just got some high winds and nothing really to speak of where you are right now of any major damages or flooding.
Right, as of yet.
As of yet. Okay. And so what are they forecasting? What will happen when?
Now, they're saying in about 2 hours, that's when our heavy rain is coming. They said 100% chance of rain. We already know that we sit on right here. We sit about 21 miles away from the Gulf of Mexico, but we sit on Horse Creek and Peace River. Anytime we have a heavy rain, everything from North Florida comes down to this area. So right now, the rivers are already flooded. They have already crest. So our scare actually is based on what that river's going to do. Because I know the last hurricane, the river all the way, came all the way up to my back door, and I'm
Wow.
about 5 blocks away from the river.
Good grief. Okay. But you're okay now. So did you go ahead and take precautions like getting gas and getting
I got
money?
gas, but one thing I didn't do, got gas and water, got the generator ready. But one thing I didn't do like all the preparations we did last year. Didn't do
Like what?
it. Going to get potted meat, other essentials like batteries and all that. Because sometimes you get so tired of doing it because the hurricanes come so much that you just say, I deal with it as it comes.
Okay. So that's where you are now. Yeah, you good. Okay.
Whatever puts out, I deal with.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, we appreciate that update. We've been, trying to hear from some of our people in Florida. So we appreciate you, Glenn Gordon, for giving us and our readers here in Atlanta just kind of a mental picture of what's going on down there where you are near Central Florida area.